Hello, friends. Good morning. Welcome to today's Daily Dharma. Yesterday, I shared a practice that you can do kind of before you do the formal practice or just as you're getting into it. And so I thought today I would offer something that you can do at the end, just as you're finishing up your formal practice. And what that is, or can be, is it's kind of a genre. It doesn't have to be, you know, exactly this, but maybe some kind of wish, or sometimes people share the merit of the practice, you know, the goodness, the wholesomeness that comes from doing the formal practice. And, you know, say something like to yourself, you know, may the merit of this practice, whatever, be helpful for people. May it reduce their suffering or whatever. You may just, you know, wish that your practice be for the benefit of all living beings. Or maybe it's more, you know, distinct. Maybe there's a particular person or a group of people that you would like to make the wish for, but it's all this sense of that this practice is good, right? Like we talked about yesterday, it's a lovely offering to the world. And so you kind of send it out there. You know, may my practice be for the benefit of all living beings. Now, if you haven't done this before, sometimes it can feel a little stilted, like just a little weird, or some people can kind of feel like, you know, gee, like, Who am I to say that my practice would be for the benefit of all living beings? You know, gee, my practice isn't that good. Or, you know, there can be those kind of reactions. And my suggestion would be, you know, if you resonate with this at all and think, yeah, maybe I'd like to try that, is to give it some time. You know, give it a minimum of 2 weeks where you just saying that, saying whatever you're saying, wishing whatever you're wishing at the end of your sitting. And just see, you know, as all things, when we start to do them, maybe a little cumbersome, a little clumsy. And then after a while, it's just can be quite natural. Quite natural to say, yes, this practice is really wholesome. And it may be for the benefit of living beings everywhere. So let's go ahead and get into the formal practice, and then, you know, we'll revisit this at the end. Maybe just kind of drawing from yesterday as we settle into the practice, this understanding that what we're doing really is quite a gift to the world. How the world arises and passes away each moment and is made up of how each being in this world is at each moment. So if we're cultivating wisdom and compassion, then these moments of our formal practice are a lovely addition to the totality of the world. What we're offering is very wholesome. And initially feeling the body sitting, standing, lying down, whatever way you're doing the formal practice. Just knowing there's a body here. Starting to make the shift from out of the head and into the body. Just by knowing it's here in this position. How do we know it's here? We feel it. We start to connect to our body somatically. which simply means we feel it. And once we are connected, even just in this cursory way, to the body, and then we can invite it to soften, relax, and open. Letting go of any holding that we are aware of, the body. And when you let go of something due to the law of gravity that governs this realm we live in, physical realm, when you let go of something, it's going to go downwards, isn't it? As we let go with the body, there's this sense of settling downwards. Staying present somatically for this settling, we naturally come to notice the connection between the body and the earth below, or basically the body and, you know, what's underneath it. And we can feel those contact points. Hardness, softness, perhaps heaviness. Feeling the weight of the body pressing down on what's below it through those contact points. We can feel other contact points where the body is perhaps in contact with another part of the body, hands touching, for example. And as we keep our attention on the body, the kind of initial impressions of, you know, density, hardness, heaviness, they can perhaps become what we notice might be a bit more fine-grained, more tingling, buzzing, vibrating, pulsing. The body is alive, cellular aliveness to the body, and we can feel this. We can experience it directly in the moment. The softer and more relaxed the body is, the stiller it is, the more these fine-grained, more energetic sensations and start to be perceived, felt. And somewhere within the swirl of this field of changing sensations that we call body, somewhere within this is a rhythmic pattern of sensations associated with the body breathing in and out. And perhaps those sensations kind of might come a little bit more into the foreground. calming of the body and letting go, opening. It's ongoing. We can bring this settledness of the body and of the mind that's knowing this starts to take on the qualities of settledness, of calm. And we use this as an anchor, a place of stability from which to be with all that arises in our experience, in the body, in the mind. Just resting the attention with the experience, the somatic experience of the anchor of the breath and body. Open, receptive to whatever arises at the six sense doors. Hearing, seeing, smelling, touching, tasting, and then the mind, thoughts, emotions, mind states. With the stability offered from the calm body and mind, we can let it all come and go without becoming carried away by it. Remembering that every moment of presence, every moment of clearly knowing what's arising in the body and mind, is a moment of gift giving to the world. In a moment, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting room if you'd like. After you hear the bell, making this wish, however that manifests for you, offering your practice, offering the merit of your practice, wishing well for other beings, that the results of your practice would support the happiness of other beings in some way. Thank you, everyone, for your practice. So in this way, in bringing in yesterday and today, we have a nice bookend for our practice, beginning by considering that each moment of the formal practice is a lovely gift to the world. And then at the end of the sitting, making the wish that the results of our practice be of benefit to all beings somehow. So it's nice to bring, it's a way to bring the heart in at the beginning, at the end, and at the end of our practice. And again, you know, if you haven't done this before, it can feel a little bit odd, or you hear someone else do it, and you know, may all beings, you know, be well. And like, who are they to wish all beings well? Like, gee, that's kind of highfalutin or something. It's like, remember, it's not about that. It's about really what you're cultivating in that moment. Oh, may all beings be well. What are you cultivating right in that moment? You're cultivating loving kindness, right? The wishing of well for others. So it really is a heart practice, not about, you know, making the self into something. Okay, so if you decide to work with that, I wish you well with it. And I will see you next week. Wish you well and always till then. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.